بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that a particular Sahabi pitched his tent at a spot, not knowing that there was a grave directly beneath that spot. He suddenly heard the sound of Suratul Mulk from within. He informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam about it, and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "This surah protects one from the chastisement of Allah and grants deliverance to a person." SubhanAllah. So already in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already shown the power of the surah. Allah has shown the power of the surah that unknowingly this person had pitched his tent on a qabr, on a grave, and from there he could hear the sounds of this beautiful surah coming out. And this surah was a means of protection for that person who was buried in that grave. So we know that the grave is a reality, the qabr is a reality, the punishment of the qabr is a reality. So we can do ourselves, our families, our children a favor, inshallah, by trying to make sure that we recite this most powerful surah, inshallah, that can become a means of savior and a means of intercessor for us when they lower us into our qabrs, inshallah. May Allah.